Welcome to BBC Radio 4 online. www.bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, and of course particularly in this country, and also to welcome to the programme four diverse, talented, exuberant, passionate players of the game, who once more are going to pit their wits, their shows their verbal ingenuity, and also their humorous dexterity, as they speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. Would you please welcome the four bright sparks that we have with us for this particular show. They are Jenny Eclair, Giles Brandreth, Chris Neal, and Clement Freud. Please welcome all four of them. Beside me sits Claire Bartlett, who's going to help me keep a score. She'll blow her whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the beautiful, magnificent Alhambra Theatre in that fine city of Bradford, in that great county of Yorkshire. And we have a really passionate Yorkshire audience in front of us, ready to cheer us on our way as we begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject is the Saxons. Tell us something about those in this game, starting now.
The Saxons used to live in Saxony, which is pretty much the way it should have been and ought to have stayed. They were pirates, and in the early Middle Ages, they occupied what is now France and Germany, and some of them came to England.
Chris Neal challenged.
Was that a hesitation?
It was a hesitation, yes. So that's a correct challenge. So Chris Neal gets a point for a correct challenge. He takes over the subject, which is the Saxons. There are 42 seconds available starting now.
Of course, we all know that it was the Saxons who introduced curry to the north of England. What with dishes like biryani the unready and vindaloo the fearless, they became very, very popular. Oh, I just said very twice.
Jenny Eclair, you challenge.
He knew what he was doing. He was going so beautifully. I feel guilty.
No, I did say very twice.
Yes, you did.
I know. And so, Jenny, you have a correct challenge on a point. And 31 seconds, you tell us something about the Saxons starting now.
Sorry. The Saxons were little felt creatures who lived on the moon. No, that's the clangers, isn't it? I got horribly confused.
Clement challenged.
Deviation.
Yes. You admitted your deviation yourself, Jenny. So, Clement, another point to you, and you take back the subject, the Saxons starting now.
The ones who came to what is now the British Isles were known as Anglo-Saxons, and the acute Angles turned left and occupied the southern part, what is now Hampshire and Dorset and Wiltshire, and the obtuse ones turned north, and you find them all over Yorkshire.
Giles, you...
I had hoped to save Clement from himself.
I know.
And from being lynched on his way to his guest house tonight.
Yes.
And I think he felt there was a moment of hesitation as well, because he was wondering whether he dared say what.
There was a moment of hesitation. He was plucking up the courage to say it, and the audience reaction when he said it proved that he was wrong. So, Giles, you have a correct challenge, so you keep a point for that. And you have 7 seconds available. Tell us something about the Saxons starting now.
The Saxons are a dysfunctional family living in Bradford to whom I am distantly related. They like to claim that they come from an aristocratic background, but I suspect...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion was Giles Brandreth. And as they all got a point in that round, Giles is one ahead of them. What a very fair way to begin the show. And Giles, the second round, would you take it, please? A sticky situation. Tell us something about a sticky situation starting now.
A sticky situation is where you are an actor appearing in a live radio program playing the role of a detective, and your opening moment is to say, that is the chair Schmidt sat in when he was shot. And somehow, your vowels let you down. That is, in every sense, a very sticky situation. The stickiest situation in which I have ever found myself was an encounter between Yehudi Menuhin, the great fiddler, and the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Chris Neil challenged.
Deviation is difficult for a boy like me because I only know normal people. I don't know the Archbishop of Canterbury. I don't know what he's talking about.
Right. Well, I'm sad that you don't know who the Archbishop of Canterbury is, but it doesn't really matter. He's the head of the Church of England, if it helps you. But
I thought that was the Queen.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Bonus point to Jenny. Now, listen. He wasn't actually deviating the rules of Just a Minute.
No.
So he gets another point. He keeps the subject a sticky situation. 33 seconds starting now.
When two strawberries are found together in the same bed and one of them actually finds they're in the jam, it is, of course, a sticky situation. Because a pregnant strawberry, when it isn't properly married...
Jenny Chalmers.
Strawberry.
Two strawberry. Strawberry.
You said strawberries before.
You said strawberries and strawberries.
I apologise, Giles.
Listen up, girl.
Giles, an incorrect challenge, so you keep the subject. 23 seconds, a sticky situation starting now.
When computers fall in love, you soon hear the patter of tinny feet. This is considered a sticky situation if you are not, in fact, in favour of matrimony between artificial...
Hesitation.
That was a hesitation, yes. I think he was going down a bath. He couldn't really see where to go. Clement, you have a correct challenge, and you have a sticky situation, and 12 seconds starting now.
If you mix flour and milk and salt and honey, add...
Jenny, challenge.
Vile of me, but And. I'm so sorry, Bradford.
Not a popular challenge.
No.
But the fact that you also come from Lancashire doesn't help either.
They hate me.
But a correct challenge. So within the rules of Just a Minute, I have to give it to you, Jenny. You have 7 seconds. You tell us something about a sticky situation starting now.
Ulrika Johnson and Sven Goran Eriksson. Now there's a sticky situation. By now.
So Jenny Eclair was then speaking when the whistle went and gained that extra point. She's now in the lead with Giles Brandreth, just ahead of the other two. Chris Neil, will you take the next round? The subject is what I see when I look in the mirror. Take that subject. Tell us something about what I see when I look in the mirror, starting now.
Square-jawed, blue-eyed, blonde hair, good sense of humour, clean, well-burnished skin by the sun from all me sunbathing.
Jenny challenged.
He kind of hesitated, got a bit confused, and I think I was standing behind him. That's who he could see.
No, I don't think you're burnished, Jenny. No. But Jenny, it was a correct challenge, so you have 50 seconds to tell us something about what I see when I look in the mirror.
That was a hesitation.
That was a hesitation.
Say go!
When does he say go?
I say now, actually. Didn't I say now, then?
No.
Didn't I say now, Claire?
I think you did. Oh, shush.
All right. Let the audience be the judges. Did I not say now?
No.
Thank you very much indeed,
audience. Did I not say now? And they said no, which means you did.
Jenny, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Ignore that challenge. Jenny, will you talk about what I see when I look in the mirror, starting now?
Sometimes when I look in the mirror, I see a car. That's when I realise I shouldn't be applying lipstick when I'm driving. Always on looking in the looking glass. Very bad of me,
Giles,
I'm sorry.
Giles.
Yes, Giles, you're right.
Hesitations, repetitions.
Yes.
Dangerous driving.
I am a very bad person.
We want to throw the book at her.
I don't see why you should. She's lovely. Don't throw the book at her. You have one correct challenge when the rules are just a minute, and you kept the subject to 38 seconds. What I see when I look in the mirror, starting now.
When I got up this morning, I potted into the bathroom and gazed into the mirror, and I saw this vision of loveliness. Then I popped in my contact lenses, and a sad, baggy,
Jenny
middle-aged
challenged.
Face appeared.
Two popped. Popped into the bathroom,
popped into the bathroom, you popped in your contact lenses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I must be careful with the poppers, I know that.
Jenny, you have the subject back, and you have 30 seconds. What I see when I look in the mirror, starting now.
Last time I looked in the mirror, I thought, goodness, what's Iggy Pop doing in here? Then I realised it was me.
Chris, you challenged.
Was that a hesitation after realise?
No, it wasn't a hesitation. Jenny, you have another point, and you have 24 seconds. What I see when I look in the mirror, starting now.
I said, what are you doing in here? He says, I'm licking your grouting clean.
You just couldn't resist it. You got a big laugh and you had to lean on it. And Chris, you got him first with hesitation. 17 seconds, you tell us something more about what I see when I look in the mirror, starting now.
What I see when I look in the mirror are some really tip-top news stories. God, they know how to tell us what's going on today. And then there's the 3 a.m. girls. They're fascinating. I don't quite know what they do, but apparently they're great. And,
Clement, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a definite there. So, Clement, a point and 4 seconds. What I see when I look in the mirror, starting now.
I rather prefer it to the sun because altogether the sports results.
So, Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, and he's moved forward. They're all very close there. Jenny Clare is just ahead by 1 point. Giles, your turn to begin. The subject is cowboys. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I appreciate that these days cowboys and Indians are referred to as cattle managers and Native Americans, but I am not somebody who is into political correctness in any way, and therefore in my dreams I picture myself riding alongside John Wayne. What a glorious figure of a man he was, and how magnificent I think I would have looked on a little steed next door to him, clip-clopping our way through the...
Chris Challenge.
Deviation, he would not look magnificent.
This is one of those impossible decisions because in Giles' fantasy world, he could be looking magnificent.
That's simply insulting, Nick.
What's that?
Isn't it? Simply insulting.
Well, but yes, there's quite a few insults abandoned about in just a minute. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll put this to the superior wisdom of our audience here in the Alhambra Theatre here at Bradford. If you agree with Chris's challenge, and, I mean, visually, yes, it's probably correct. But you have to remember the rules of Just a Minute. Was he deviating within the rules of Just a Minute? Difficult to tell. You can be the judge. Cheer for Chris if you agree. Boo for Chris if you disagree. All do it together now. Chris, they're with you to a man. And a boy. And a girl.
Kisses all round later.
Right. You have a point. You have 38 seconds. Cowboys starting now.
They're mean, they're aggressive, they shoot first, and they ask questions later. Yes, of course, I'm talking plumbers. Now...
Clement, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a hesitation. It's a tough... You get a big laugh. You cannot lean back on your laughs like that. Because then you hesitate.
I'll notice, and then I'll just sort of creep back in quietly later.
No, we have to do that old phrase we've used before on this show. You ride the laugh, because otherwise you can't. Clement, a correct challenge. 30 seconds. Tell us something about cowboys starting now.
It is an interesting fact that while cowboys were immensely capable, skilled, and had...
Jenny, challenge.
Minute hesitation.
I know, but not enough
not
to...
Not enough. I'm sorry.
Clement, you have the benefit of the doubt. You have 24 seconds. You have cowboys starting now.
I don't want 24 seconds on cowboys.
So you don't have it. Chris, you challenge me.
That deviation.
Yes, 20 seconds, cowboys with you, Chris, starting now.
Those films with cowboys in them, called cowboy movies, I find very dull, I have to tell you. Always black and white on the telly. My nan would be watching the wrestling. I'd want to watch the cowboy film, even though I found it dull, the wrestling.
Jenny, challenge.
Watch and dull were repeated.
Yes, that's right. You didn't have both, Diane. Just one's enough.
I'll choose dull.
Right.
Thanks.
12 seconds, Jenny. Cowboys starting now.
Cowboys traditionally smoke 30 Marlboro cigarettes a day, eat hordes of red meat.
Giles challenged.
I'm afraid there was hesitation.
There wasn't. She was going a bit slow.
No, some phlegm came up my throat and I went hordes and said...
No, she didn't hesitate, Giles.
Deviation in the pronunciation of the word hordes and the idea of eating hordes.
I'm quite ill, Giles.
So Jenny, you still have the subject and you have 5 seconds on cowboys starting now.
And they peg out at 50, which is why women love them so much. Oh, can I marry a cowboy?
Right, so Jenny Eclair, with another point for speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward, increased her lead just ahead of Giles Brandreth and Clement Freud and Chris Neal in that order. And Jenny, your turn to begin. The subject is getting up in the morning. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I'm actually really good at getting up in the morning. Soon as that alarm goes off at 6:30, I bound out of bed, saying, "Hello, day, let's get cracking," which my knees do. I then wander into the bathroom, clean my teeth, because after a night's sleep, I have breath like a camel that smoked 100 cigarettes and has gum disease. Then I do some yoga positions, unless I've got a hangover, in which case I don't want sick on my knees. After that...
Chris challenged.
Was that a hesitation?
No, there wasn't. No, 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 no. I thought the image she conjured up was enough to make anybody hesitate. But, it wasn't hesitation. She kept going very well. 31 seconds, Jenny. Getting up in the morning, starting now.
I have my breakfast. Otherwise, my blood sugar levels drop dramatically low and I turn into a bitch. Then I drive my daughter to school. She can't walk. She's a teenager. She hasn't got any muscle tone, for heaven's sake. After that, I sit in my study.
Clement challenge.
We've had two after that.
Yes,
two
I after was this. Getting boring.
No, you weren't. I think they enjoyed it. Clement, you've got in with 14 seconds on getting up in the morning, starting now.
At my age, getting it up in the morning is not...
Jenny, challenge. What is your challenge, Jenny?
I thought it was a deviation. He's given me a picture in my head that's making me feel uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, the subject on the card is getting up in the morning, and if he says that what he did say, then he's deviating from the subject, isn't it? So, in every sense of the thought, it's coming up. So, 11 seconds for you, Jenny, on getting up in the morning, starting now.
My partner is hopeless at getting up in the morning. He likes to do it in silence, which is when I start singing. Have you ever watched EMTV? God, what a hilarious programme that is. It's complete.
So, Jenny Eclair speaking as the whistle went, started with the subject and she finished with it, and she's now two ahead of Giles Brendrith in that order, and just four ahead of Clement Freud, who's third place, few ahead of Chris Neal. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is grumpy. Tell us something about grumpy in this game, starting now.
In the year 1936, I got on my bicycle in Walberswick, and I cycled to Lowestoft, where Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was on at the local Odeon cinema, price threepence admission, no concessions, not to anyone. And one of the dwarves in that film was called Grumpy.
Giles challenge.
I'm so sorry, because it's a lovely story, but you see, we've had the film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then one of the dwarves was Grumpy. Wow. So it's a repetition of dwarves.
I said dwarfs.
Dwarfs. You pronounced the word correctly, but twice.
So, Giles, you have the subject and 36 seconds on Grumpy, starting now.
Grumpy is what Sir Clement Freud is when he can't get it up in the morning. And...
Chris Challenge.
Deviation, how do you know that?
Because I was here 3 minutes ago and I heard him tell several million people so.
No,
what we do on that...
I can't get it up in the morning. He didn't say it made him unhappy.
listen, I could see him. I could see him.
So what is your challenge when the rules are just a minute?
I thought you'd give the subject to me.
No. Well, what we'll do is we'll give you a bonus point because the audience enjoyed your interruption, but you
Thanks.
Didn't have a challenge within the rules of just a minute. Giles gets a point for being interrupted. He keeps the subject. There are 31 seconds. Grumpy with you, Giles, starting now.
If you strike up a cigarette next to my neighbour, he fumes while you smoke, because grumpy is something that this great former politician does with ease. We wonder why. Was it something to do with his curious childhood, coming from this bizarre family where...
Chris Janet...
Not now, if I were you.
Jenny's challenge as well.
Two froms.
I know, but it's a bit late now, darling.
Yeah.
Isn't it? So what was your challenge when the rules are just
a minute? Well, no, I was just trying to save Giles, really.
I know you were.
It wasn't really a challenge.
Well, give me a challenge when the rules are just a minute, otherwise it keeps with Giles.
He hesitated.
No, he didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, so, from twice.
From twice. I don't know whether I can say subject. I think in order to save Giles, and also it was a correct challenge. He did say from twice. 16 seconds, Chris. Grumpy, starting now.
I was told a really filthy joke that involved this.
So, Giles.
Well,
yes, you've got it back again.
Speed, yes.
So there you are. So you have another point, Giles. So it all balances out evenly. 11 seconds. Grumpy is starting now.
Grumpy Mumpy Rumpy is a game that my wife and I play when she's in a terrible mood. And funnily enough, it excites her, delights her, and turns her into a really pleasant person. Because it's vital for me to live with somebody who is...
So Giles Brandreth speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and others in the round. He's now taken the lead, just two ahead of Jenny Eclair, followed by Clement Freud and Chris Neal. And Giles, it's also your turn to begin. The subject is the Brontes. Tell us something about the Brontes in this game, starting now.
Cross the author of Wuthering Heights with a book that contains lists of words with similar meanings and you get a brontosaurus. I have long been an admirer of the work of this remarkable clan. Emily, Charlotte, and the younger brother who was called something like Hallam, but not exactly that. I've never been really good on dropping names from the 19th century. My particular enthusiasm is the present one.
Chris Challenge.
It's called Bramwell.
Have you a challenge within the rules of just...
I don't know why I've taken it upon myself just to help Giles.
Yeah, and there were two other daughters, Marie and Elizabeth, who died.
And then he just got started.
Oh, no.
Don't give him more ammunition, because he keeps the subject, because he was interrupted there. And
yeah,
there are,
well done,
and there are 35 seconds, Giles, on the Bronte starting now.
I know the Bronte country well because there is a hill just outside Ilkley called Brandreth, defined in the dictionary as a substructure of piles, but actually a very attractive part of the rural scene. And I have been up on long walks while reading novels by these curious and interesting and remarkable writers, and I have found while sitting there taking my picnic to think that the Brontes actually strode across these moors. It gives you an exuberant feeling that makes your juices flow, your hair stand on end if you have got it, and you suddenly realize, yes, I'm glad I wear a chest wig and matching underarm toupees.
As we go into the final round, let me give you the state of play as regards the points, because some people are very interested in this. Let me tell you that Chris is trailing Neil, is trailing just a little.
I'm trailing Neil.
Chris Neil is trailing a little. I didn't say a little, but he's just trailing. I was about to say, he's trailing a little behind, but I mean, that would also be...
He's trailing... Oh, very amusing. Mock the minority, why not?
And just a little way behind Clement Freud, not much, and Clement often does very well and wins. He is 4 points behind Jenny Eclair, and she's 4 points behind Giles Brandreth. And Chris, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, is it?
So, with a great panache and style, you might leap forward, and I think it'd be difficult, but have a go anyway. As we go into the final round, which is how to avoid stress, which I think is very apt. But anyway, tell us something about it, Chris, starting now.
One way to avoid stress is not to appear on Just a Minute. I have to tell you, it is a very, very... Oh, Johnny Depp!
It's a stressful game,
I know, but
it?
Can't I be allowed that? Because I could say it's just like one word for me.
No. It's like one word from other people. That's the whole art of the game fun of the game, isn't it? So, Jenny, you got in first, 54 seconds. Tell us something about how to avoid stress starting now.
Some people move out of London to the country where they die of boredom. Good. The other thing you can do is go
Chris
swimming.
Challenged.
A hesitation.
That was a hesitation,
yeah,
yes. You got it back. So, 47 seconds, Chris. Tell us something about how to avoid stress starting now.
I like to put the heating up high, close the windows, possibly light the fire as well. Then I lie down with a large bottle of brandy and knock myself out.
Deviation.
Why?
He's talking about committing suicide.
Well, some people actually...
That would sort of avoid stress, wouldn't it?
People do commit suicide to avoid stress, so...
What a happy note to end the show on.
But that is his way of avoiding stress. Yeah. It may be pretty bizarre and extreme, but he can say it if he wants to in just a minute, because those are the rules. He wasn't hesitating, deviating, or repeating anything. 40 seconds, another point to you, Chris. You're doing
Thank
well.
You. Thank
Keep
you.
It up.
Thank
you may overtake them all. How to avoid stress, 40 seconds, starting now.
Thankfully, I tend to get there the next morning, and I wake up with a bit of a sore head, it has to be said. And then I think, I still want to avoid my stress. My life is too hard. I've got no money in the bank, no one to love, no one cares.
Any challenge?
No one, no one, no, no one, no one. No,
don't rub it in, Jenny, yeah, please. No, right.
No one Jenny. Loves you. You've got no money in the bank. No, 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 nothing.
Jenny. You're so lovely usually. I don't know why it was brief. Anyway, you've got 30 seconds. Tell us something about how to avoid stress starting now.
Avoiding stress can be done by yoga, not the way I do it, as I'm furiously competitive, and if there's some bitch on the mat next to me who's younger and thinner, then obviously I have to,
Right, this seems to be a one-sided event, just the two of them on this side of me. Chris, you challenge first.
Well, Jenny, the subject, how to avoid stress, and then Jenny's saying, not the way I do it, so it's not really instruction for
What about hesitation?
And hesitation.
Yes, hesitation. 20 seconds, Chris. How to avoid stress starting now.
I like to go for a long walk on Peckham Rye, which is a park near me. There are lovely trees.
Jenny Challenge.
You really cannot avoid stress by walking long Peckham Rye. I know this because I live in southeast London as well.
Jenny,
maybe
it could be within the rules that he could find it his way of avoiding stress. It might be... And if you know Peckham Rye, I quite agree with you. I can't see... I think we'll increase your stress.
Nice park. There.
There is. Anyway, yeah, right. You weren't deviating within the rules of just a minute. So you have 16 seconds. How to avoid Chris stress. No, how to avoid stress Chris, starting now.
The other thing I do is play the piano. I love playing this particular instrument.
Giles played.
Play.
No,
play
I said play
and
playing.
Playing.
I interrupted him at the point before he got to the ing.
No, just a minute. He said play first and then playing. So, Chris, you are going to do it, you know, Chris. You've got another point. You've got 12 seconds. How to avoid stress starting now.
Once I'm bored with my own music making, well, then I might turn the stereo on and listen to some young people's music, maybe something like the Beatles.
Giles Challenge.
I'm afraid there was a repetition of music there making. Was I was reluctant to do it.
Yes. But, so, Giles, there you've got so him 6 seconds on how to avoid stress starting now.
St. John's wort is the remedy I take, but I feel embarrassed asking for it at the shop because of the strange name that it contains, and therefore I'm too on the value.
Well, as I said before, this was to be the last round. Giles Brandreth spoke as a whistle when gained that all-important extra point. Chris Neal got a huge number of points in that round and doubled the amount he had. He doubled his score, but unfortunately he still finished in third place. But he was one ahead of Clement Freud, who usually does so well in the show. He was just behind Jenny Eclair, but 3 points ahead of her was Giles Brandreth. So we say, Giles, you're the winner this week. It only remains me to say thank you to our four distinguished and exciting players of the game, Giles Brandreth, Jenny Eclair, Chris Neal and Clement Freud. Also thank Claire Bartlett, who's helped me keep the score and blow her whistle. We thank our producer, Claire Jones, for her work and contribution to the show. We're indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game, and we are deeply indebted to this lovely audience here in the Alhambra Theatre in Bradford, who have cheered us on our way magnificently. From that lovely audience, from the lovely panel, and from me, Nicholas Parsons, goodbye. Until the next time we take to the air and we play Just a Minute.
You can join Nicholas Parsons at the same time next week when the panellists are Sue Perkins, Wendy Richard, Kit Hesketh-Harvey and Tony Hawks. This week, Radio 4 continues